Hi everyone, today we are with the lovely Yasmin Ghali. Hi Yasmin.
Hello Fanny.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yeah, great, thanks.
So I'm excited because this will be your first Broadway, a night of Broadway show with Capital Rock Theatre Company. How are you feeling about it?
I am really, really looking forward to it. I'm so excited about it for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
One, because I'm from Ayrshire, so it's going to be so lovely to come perform to sort of home crowd and do what I love in the place where I grew up. But I'm also really looking forward to it because so much of the work we do, you know, you're told what to sing and what to say, and it's really refreshing to be able to pick songs that I really love doing or I have a personal connection with or whatever. So I'm really looking forward to doing some of my own repertoire for that.
Nice one. So for anybody that's listening and kind of goes, who's Yasmin Ghali? Tell us a bit about yourself.
So, as I've already said, I come from Ayrshire. I first did a psychology degree, Glasgow University.
Okay.
And then went on to do a postgraduate degree in musical theatre at the Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama in Cardiff, was amazing. Just loved doing that training there. And since then, I've been working professionally as an actress, singer, and musical theatre performer for 2 years now. I've appeared in things like, I've appeared in a few touring productions, such as Open Air Shakespeare, I did the Taming of the Shrew, got to play a lot of different parts in that, involving a lot of quick costume changes, and also got to see some lovely venues across the country, because we're performing at castles and stately homes and parks and places like that. I've also done a lot of theatre and education work, and pantomimes, done two big pantomimes.
Oh no, you haven't. So what inspired you to train as an actress then? What was the eureka moment?
I went to youth theatre and things like that and a few different clubs when I was younger, and I always wanted to spend my time doing theatre. I mean, 6 nights a week I was out doing something to do with theatre when I was at high school, and I just wasn't as interested in my homework or anything else I should have been doing. What I always wanted to spend all my free time doing was theatre. And especially after when I went to study psychology, I still spent every spare minute I had, you know, directing for the Theatre Society at Glasgow University and things like that. And it's just something I can't keep away from. Just think it's so good for the soul, and get a buzz from it that I've never had from anything else. It's quite the same.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. I think it's so, so good for you. This will be your first time performing at the Harbour Arts Centre. Are you excited to come down to Irvine and perform for us?
Yeah, I'm so excited. I think it's absolutely brilliant because obviously the range of theatre that people get to see there isn't, you know, there's not a huge variety of choice there. So it's to bring anything good quality that might be a little bit different to Irvine, I think that's really exciting. And obviously it's from Ayrshire, where I'm from as well, so really nice to do that too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, it's one of these shows that even though there's four performers there, we're all totally different. So, for example, I would say you're quite modern poppy musical theatre, whereas your soon-to-be husband is very classically trained. And I've found out that you and your husband will be coming back from your honeymoon and performing at the Harbour Arts Centre the very next day. Are you excited for the honeymoon?
Yeah, so it's absolutely all go. Got some great stuff happening the next couple of months. not sure how jet lagged we'll be, but that's fine. I'm sure the adrenaline will just keep us going. That'll be so exciting.
Can you share with us where you're going for your honeymoon?
We are going on an adventure to New Zealand.
Oh man, you're going to have the most amazing time. Also, you're going to have the best tan ever, and then you're going to be stepping off the plane talking Aussie.
I know, I'll be coming to the Harbour Arts Centre asking for shrimps and beer and
Yeah, you'll be like, g'day mate. That's about the best New Zealand accent I can ever do, so I apologise if it was awful. Do you have any surprises on the night of what you'll be performing, or any songs that you're looking forward to singing?
Well, I'm really excited to do it with my new husband, because Well, I've just got married, so that's really exciting. And we don't actually sing together that often, despite both being singers. So
yeah.
It's special to have the chance to do that, but also challenging because, as you said, we're both quite different in our styles usually. So I'll have to fit into his style for one sort of part of it, and he'll have to fit into my sort of style for another part. So it's a good challenge, good to broaden ourselves, but yeah, also exciting to be able to have that experience together as well.
Yeah, and if you were to describe the show to people, how would you describe them? So if they're thinking, oh, I don't know whether to go or whether to buy a ticket, what would you describe them? How would you get them to come along on the night?
I just think, if you've never been to a cabaret before, you can imagine how much more amazing it is to be in that atmosphere if you've been to any kind of pop concert or anything. It's so different to watching something like that on the television.
Yeah.
To see it live, as you get that same buzz, you feel that energy from the performers, and everyone in the room's feeling that, and it's so overpowering, that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And that, it's in the winter and things like that, it's a really nice alternative to just sitting watching the TV. It's much more exciting. You can make a real night of it, and go for a meal as well. We've got Duncan's Bar and Bistro there at the Harbour Arts Centre that's refurbished. They've got the meal deal with two courses for $9.95. So, it's a really good night out for a really decent price.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, and what I find with, like, Netflix and all these on-demand channels now, that it's really so nice just to get away from it, come down with a friend, go out for a nice meal, couple of cheeky vinos, if you're old enough, and just enjoy like some live entertainment and just not be scared of sitting in a live theatre, because some people might think it's too posh, but actually it's just about getting together, meeting new people. It's just it's a different experience that for most people in the city centres that are used to it, outside in the rural areas, it's about re-engaging and just trying something new. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. It can be so refreshing if you've never been to something like that, to go and try it out.
Yeah. Now, I ask this question to everybody, only because I'm really nosy, but if there was one character you could play in a musical, who would it be?
Such a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute ultimate would be Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd.
Ooh.
I just think she is the most interesting character. There's so many dimensions to her, and as an actress, that's such an exciting challenge, would be to try and get that right, try and get that into her head. Do you know what I mean?
Will we have a little bit of Miss Lovett on the night? Can you let us into a secret?
No, probably not, because it's just so big. I'm old enough to that's something to look forward to later on.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think for me, I don't know, I would like to play Fagin and Oliver, but most of the guy parts in any musical, you need to be like 35-40. That seems to be a really cool age to play really decent characters in musicals, and I'm like, damn, I've got another 10 years to go. It's awful.
You've got to wait it out to get the good parts.
Yeah, build up the wrinkles and all that. For anybody listening, tickets are available online at capadurock.com, or you can phone the Harbour Arts Centre on 01294 274 059, and the lovely Yasmin will see you on the night. Thank you very much, Yasmin, and thank you for listening.